Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, second class, February 25, 2024, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, remember the first class, there was that word hupandros. Under the authority of your honorable nobleman. Well, this lady, Dirty Deborah Dean, came up and said, do you have to all through class? You know what that sounds like on the tape? I said, okay, I will cut my nose off. Okay, I will teach this way. So, thank you, my dear. That was... Or are you ignorant, brethren, royal family of God? Now in Romans chapter 7, the emphasis is on the battle of the two husbands. So, one, at the moment of salvation, at the moment of our faith in Jesus Christ, we are divorced from our first husband, the sin nature, through retroactive positional truth. Identify with Christ and his death and burial at the moment of salvation. So, point one, at the moment of salvation, at the moment of our faith in Jesus Christ, we are divorced from our first husband, the sin nature. That's through retroactive positional truth. Identify with Christ in his death and burial. Two, the death is divorce because the ex-husband, the sin nature, is still very much alive. And in the Mosaic law, legitimate divorce was equivalent to death. And therefore, you had the right to remarry. So point two, the death is divorce because the ex-husband, the sin nature, is still very much alive. And in the Mosaic law, legitimate divorce was equivalent to death and gave with it the right to remarry. This ex-husband, though, the sin nature, keeps on trying to get back in the door. Through temptations from the lust patterns, which the sin nature is made up of all these lust patterns. And he keeps on trying to get back in the door. you know, let's have a drink. Let's just go and sit down and talk. Let's go out and have dinner. Three, the first husband, the sin nature, is in a state of divorce from the believer, but he's still trying to get back as the authority. The first husband, the sin nature, is in a state of divorce from the believer, but he's still trying to get back as the authority. This is the great inner conflict that each one of us have as a believer in Jesus Christ. Four, as believers, we all have an ex-husband, the old sin nature. As believers, we all have an ex-husband, the old sin nature. And as believers, we all have a new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. So as believers, we all have an ex-husband, the old sin nature. And as believers, we all have a new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. Five. At salvation, at that moment of faith in Jesus Christ, the baptism of the Holy Spirit provides for divorce from the first husband, the sin nature, and marriage to the second husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. At salvation, faith in Christ, the baptism of the Holy Spirit provides for divorce, legitimate divorce from the first husband, sin nature, and marriage to the second husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. Six, at salvation, faith in Christ, the believer is divorced from the first husband, the sin nature, and therefore dead to him. Dead to him through retroactive positional truth. At salvation, faith in Christ, the believer is divorced from the first husband, the sin nature, and therefore dead to him through retroactive positional truth. Seven, at salvation, faith in Christ, the believer is alive to the second husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, through current positional truth. At salvation, faith in Jesus Christ, the believer is alive to the second husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, through current positional truth. Eight, the authority of the new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, becomes reality at salvation through the baptism of the Spirit, current positional truth. The authority of the new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, becomes reality at salvation through the baptism of the Spirit, current positional truth. Nine, the authority of the old husband, the sin nature, is broken at salvation and is analogous to divorce or death, retroactive positional truth. Legitimate divorce in the Mosaic law was equivalent to death. So the authority of the old husband, the sin nature, is broken at salvation and is analogous to divorce or death, retroactive positional truth. Legitimate divorce in the Mosaic law was the equivalent of death and therefore the right to remarry. So, corrected translation, or are you ignorant, brethren? That is, royal family of God. And now we have a parenthesis, he says, "For I speak to those who know the law." At least they supposedly know the law. They think they know the law. They think they're experts in the law. But this is what, don't you just love the Apostle Paul? Sanctified sarcasm. "For I speak to those who know the law." Nah. This is the conjunction gar plus the present active participle of gnosko plus the present active indicative of laleo plus the accusative singular of namas. The postpositive conjunction gar gar, this is an explanatory gar, and correctly translated for. And then we have the most basic word in the New Testament scriptures for the communication of the Word of God. Laleo. L-A-L-E, long O. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm laleoing. Laleo means to speak or to communicate. It is the most basic verb for the communication of Bible doctrine, for the teaching of the Word of God. And then we have gnosko. G-I-N-O-S-K, long O. Gnosko. Now, gnosko means to know and to come to know. And therefore, gnosko comes to mean to understand or to comprehend. Now, this is a participle. The participle is substantival, and that means it functions as a noun. And therefore, it should be translated to those who claim to know the Mosaic Law. To those who allegedly understand the Mosaic Law. And the word for law is namas. N-O-M-O-S. And this is law. Here it's referring to the Mosaic Law. Now, he says, to those who claim to know the Mosaic Law. To those who allegedly understand the Mosaic Law. So our verse says, or are you ignorant, brethren, royal family of God? Yes, you are very ignorant, is what he's saying. Yes, you are just fat out stupid, you know. Or are you ignorant, brethren, royal family of God? For I am speaking to those who claim to know and understand the Mosaic Law, but you don't. I am speaking to those who claim to know and understand the Mosaic Law. So one, this is Paul's sanctified sarcasm. You gotta love the Apostle Paul. And there are many that think maybe the greatest mind, human mind of all time, not only the greatest believer, but the greatest mind. Two, Paul is writing this to believers who claim to know and understand the Mosaic Law. He is writing this to believers who claim to know and understand the Mosaic Law. Three, they view themselves as experts. Experts of the Mosaic Law. Four, but Paul says you are ignorant when it comes to knowing and understanding the Mosaic Law. They view themselves as experts of the Mosaic Law, But Paul says you are ignorant when it comes to knowing and understanding the Mosaic Law. 5. Paul is saying you must know the true purpose of the Mosaic Law. And you must not distort it into a false gospel of salvation by works or into legalism and self-righteousness. So you must know the true purpose of the Mosaic Law, and you must not distort it into a false gospel, salvation by works or legalism or self-righteousness. 6. The Mosaic Law was the marriage counselor of our first marriage to the sin nature when we were all unbelievers. The Mosaic Law was the marriage counselor of our first marriage to the sin nature when we were all unbelievers, from the moment of physical birth to that moment that we believed in Christ. Seven. The Mosaic Law is made up of Codex number 1, Codex number 2, Codex number 3, and in Codex number 1, the marriage counselor, the Mosaic Law, declared to all of us as unbelievers, you have a very bad marriage. That's what the sin nature was saying to us. In Codex number 1, the marriage counselor, the Mosaic Law, was saying to all of us as unbelievers, you have a very bad marriage. You have a problem. You're married to the sin nature. You are in spiritual death. You are sinners and you need a Savior. You have a very bad marriage. That's Codex number 1 of the Mosaic Law. Point 8. In Codex number 2, the marriage counselor, the Mosaic Law, points to the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior. And is taught through shadow, Christology, and soteriology. So in Codex number 2, the marriage counselor, the Mosaic Law, points to the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior. 9. The Mosaic Law, which is perfect, it's perfect because it came from God. The Mosaic Law, which is perfect, is from God, and it has fulfilled its purpose perfectly. Now it's finished. Now the Mosaic Law is finished as the marriage counselor for us after salvation. He was the marriage counselor as an unbeliever to say, hey, you got a bad marriage. You got a problem. You're married to a sin nature and spiritual death. You're sinners. You need a Savior. And then pointed to Jesus Christ as the Savior. So the Mosaic Law, which is perfect and is from God, has fulfilled its purpose, and now it's finished as a marriage counselor for us after salvation. And we have this coming up in Romans chapter 8. We are almost there. Romans chapter 8. I'm in Romans chapter 8. What the hell are you waiting for? Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, verse 1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are what? In Christ Jesus. That is what a great, great promise. We have eternal security. As a believer in Jesus Christ, we are in Christ Jesus. That's current positional truth. The baptism of the Spirit is a result of faith in Christ. And there's no condemnation There's no lake of fire. We will live with God forever and ever and ever. In heaven with the living and true God for all time. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life. And now here's another great title for God the Holy Spirit. We've studied the title Pneuma Aletheia, the Spirit of Absolute Truth. That's a special title for God the Holy Spirit. Here is another fantastic title of God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Life. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sin nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sin nature, but according to the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. So again, point 9, the Mosaic Law, which is perfect and is from God, has fulfilled its purpose, and now it is finished as a marriage counselor for us after salvation. 10, the Mosaic Law was our marriage counselor when we were unbelievers from physical birth to salvation. You got a bad marriage there, bucko. The Mosaic Law was our marriage counselor when we were unbelievers from physical birth to salvation. 11. But now, as a believer, we have a new marriage counselor, and that is God the Holy Spirit. Now, as a believer, we have a new marriage counselor, God the Holy Spirit. Now, the corrected translation, or are you ignorant, brethren? Yes, you are very ignorant, is what he's saying. Parenthesis, for I am speaking to those who claim to know and understand the Mosaic Law. One, just so to make sure that you get everything working good in your hand there. The first marriage counselor, the Mosaic Law, was a perfect and honorable marriage counselor, because the Mosaic Law was given to us from God. The first marriage counselor, the Mosaic Law, was a perfect and honorable marriage counselor because the Mosaic Law came from God. Two, as the marriage counselor for the unbeliever, the Mosaic Law proves that the unbeliever has a bad marriage. As the marriage counselor for the unbeliever, the Mosaic Law proves that the unbeliever has a bad marriage. Three. Good catch. The Mosaic Law reveals to the unbeliever that he is a sinner and that he needs a Savior. The Mosaic Law reveals to the unbeliever that he is a sinner and that he needs a Savior. Four, at salvation, faith in Jesus Christ, we have divorced from the first husband, the sin nature, and marriage to our new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. At salvation, faith in Christ, we have divorced from the first husband, the sin nature, and marriage to our new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. 5. A new marriage means a new marriage counselor. A new marriage means a new marriage counselor. 6. Therefore, God the Holy Spirit has replaced the Mosaic Law as the new marriage counselor for the believer. Therefore, God the Holy Spirit has replaced the Mosaic Law as the new marriage counselor for the believer. Point 7. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6, we have the contrast of the two marriage counselors. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. So turn over to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. Who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, a new contract, not of the letter, the Mosaic Law, but of the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. So in 2 Corinthians 3, 6, we have the contrast of the two marriage counselors. So, corrected translation. Or are you ignorant, brethren? Yes, you are very ignorant. For I am speaking to those who claim to know and understand the Mosaic Law, but you don't. And then he says, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. We have the conjunction hati plus the nominative singular of namas plus the perfect present active indicative of kurioō plus the genitive singular of anthropos with the definite article plus the prepositional phrase epi plus the accusative singular of hasos with the accusative singular of chronos plus the present active indicative of zao. Yeah. Hati. H-O-T-I, Hati. Now many, many times Hati is a causal conjunction, you translate it because, but you've heard this many times, after verbs of what? Dicendi. After verbs of dicendi, that is verbs of knowing, thinking, saying, it correctly translated that. And in this case, the verb agnoeo, which is the verb of not knowing or being ignorant. It should be correctly translated that. And then ha namas is the Mosaic Law, and then the verb kurioō. Looks like that in the Greek, K-U-R-I-E-U, long O, kurioō. 1. Kurioō means to rule, to lord it over, to control, to have jurisdiction. That is, to have the power and the right and the authority to interpret and apply the law. To have jurisdiction, the power, the right, and the authority to interpret and apply the law. 2. The Mosaic Law remains the marriage counselor of the unbeliever throughout the first marriage. The first marriage to the sin nature, physical birth to salvation. The Mosaic Law remains the marriage counselor of the unbeliever throughout the first marriage from to the sin nature from physical birth to salvation. 3. After salvation, faith in Christ, the Mosaic law is terminated as the marriage counselor. It's terminated. So after salvation, faith in Christ, the Mosaic law is terminated as the marriage counselor. For now the believer in Jesus Christ has a new marriage counselor, God the Holy Spirit. And then we have anthropos, the generic term for mankind, A-N-T-H-R, long O-P-O-S. When I say generic, that means it includes males and females alike, all mankind. And then the preposition epi, E-P-I, and epi is used as a preposition of time. It refers to extension over a period of time. And when it's combined with hosos chronos, H-O-S-O-S-C-H-R-O-N-O-S, when it's combined with hosos chronos, as it is in our verse, Arndt and Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 289, says it should be correctly translated as long as, and then the verb zao. Z-A long O, zao. And zao is the verb to live. Here refers to the time that man lives on earth as an unbeliever. And it refers to that period of time from physical birth to the point of salvation, faith in Christ. So now our verse sounds like this. Or are you ignorant, brethren? Yes, you are very ignorant. For I am speaking to those who claim to know and understand the Mosaic Law. That the Mosaic Law has jurisdiction over mankind, the power, right, and authority to interpret and apply the law as long as he lives. That period of time that he lives as an unbeliever. Well, that's Romans 7:1 in the can. We'll get it with verse 2 next week. And the Lord's table next week. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.